Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Gia DeSantis is a DJ at Nevada Public Radio in Reno. She joins us now. Hi, Gia. Welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here.
It's good to have you. And let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is by Fences. This is called A Mission.
You are the river, but baby, you know I can't swim. You run through me coldly, through mountains, through trees and through hills. Guess that my drinking has become a form of a prison. And next to a veteran, I lay on a cot in a mission.
Sad lyrics there, Gia.
He guts me every time. Christopher Mansfield is Fences, and his struggle with substance abuse is really worn on his sleeve. He is creating this beautiful music that you wouldn't necessarily associate with someone who had his start working with Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. He has co-written with them, and he was discovered by Tegan and Sarah's Sarah. She found a song of his on MySpace, and the rest is history.
And how did you come across Fences?
Well, people will talk to us about the music, right, all the time. And Fences is one of those that was kind of a sleeper. They sent it along, and Milena Joy, who is our program director here at NV89 with me, she and I started listening to it, and we went, wow, this is incredible. And we started to dig deep into what his story is. And he is one of the first signings for a label called Grandview, which is started by a guy named Pat Magnarella. He is Green Day's former manager, and he really worked in that sort of harder rock world. So again, not everything that you would associate with someone who makes music like Fences does.
Okay, well, the next one that you brought us is by Jay Somm. This is called Superbike. Tell us more about Jay Somm.
Melina Duterte is Jay Somm's real name, and that song, Superbike, is from an album that is coming out on August 23rd, Kononic Co., which means my child. And the name Jay Somm actually came to her via putting her own name into a baby name generator. So she's kind of like the indie rock darlings version of Childish Gambino when it comes to finding new names.
Childish Gambino, also not his real name. That's awesome. Donald Glover. Right, exactly. I wonder why people decide that for their art, they need to have a different name.
Apparently, random name generators are quite a thing, especially when it's Wu-Tang's, which is how Childish Gambino came across his. Mm-hmm. But as far as Jay Somm goes, she's just this dreamy pop musician. She's opened for the National Tour of Japanese Breakfast. She's just as lovely as can be. And the music video for Superbike was shot in Joshua Tree. She has a pink cowboy hat that she's wearing in there. It really sort of lends itself perfectly to this deserty thing that I've got going on with our next artist.
Okay, which is Orville Peck. This is called Turn to Hate.
Tell me you can't stay.
Now, Orville Peck has been described as a masked gay crooner. Tell us more.
Well, as I am fond of saying, the long wait for a gay masked cowboy is over because we have Orville Peck. He croons about love and dusty landscapes, and he is a sub-pop artist who is suddenly getting a ton of attention. The amount of attention he got during Pride Month was spectacular, but nobody knows his name.
Are there a lot of gay country singers right now?
Not a lot. There are a handful, actually. Not in this sort of indie vein, but when you listen to Orville Peck's interviews and you read what he's saying, and he really doesn't vary from a script. He wants to keep his anonymity right there under the mask. There's a subversive culture that has always been there for a lot of country artists, and he's just taken it and he's run with it.
Okay, the next one we have is Mateel. This is called Keep the Change.
Just what did I get into? A hero walking on this floor. I thought it started as a daydream, but I'm not dreaming anymore. And it's the expectation making or breaking, giving me a heart attack. And in a 20 years' time, will it all be mine? Or will I wish that I could take it all back?
A very confident voice there, almost swaggers, doesn't it?
I feel like we've gone from the Dusty Cowboy to a Dusty Springfield with a touch of Nico and a whole bunch of sass and that lo-fi garage sound that comes with it. Her album, titled Satisfactory, came out in June, and she is really having her moment. She just came off of a fantastic performance at Glastonbury, and Keep the Change, the song that we just heard, it seems to me like a song that like Andy Warhol would have had on his personal Spotify list. She just has that sound like Nico and Dusty Springfield had.
How many concerts would you say you go to per year?
Oh, my goodness. that is tough. I have gone from going, to hundreds a year to, about 60.
Wow. Still, that's a lot. That's more than once a week.
It's more than once. It's the job.
It's the job.
It's the job.
Okay. Yeah. The last one we have time for is David Hopkins. This is called Selah.
Vous avez l'œil au marché, je ne parle que français. Je crois que je t'aime bien. Ne devrait marier ce soir. Ne devrait marier ce soir. Ne devrait marier ce soir. Ce soir. Je vous ai parlé, je dis.
So we're hearing French there, but I can tell it is not a French person who is singing French. The accent is not of a French person.
It is not. He is an Irishman singing in French. He lives in Las Vegas. He has this album, Overlook, that he put out last year on Mark Stormer of The Killers label. And he has collaborated with Mark Stormer. He will not tour, so getting these songs out that he's worked on. By the way, just about everything on Overlook is about his 16-year-old poodle, which is a little surprising to me. He is. He says that he just isn't going to tour in support of it. It's opportunities like this that we're having right now and stations like we all listen to for NPR Music that are going to let people hear his music. And he was in this cult favorite band called Lear that is an Irish band, and they have a super devoted following still to this day, but he's not even going to work on anything with them anymore. He just wants to do his thing, playing his music and recording under deadlines for The Killers' Mark Stormer.
And singing about his poodle.
And singing about it. So who doesn't want somebody singing about their poodle?
Well, I mean, it's. I have a golden doodle who, recognizes poodles and thinks I'm one of those. But then the poodle is never interested in dealing with the golden doodle. That's what I've found. Our listeners maybe have had different experiences. But
I have a Shih Tzu, so I have a Shih Tzu poodle mix, and I understand that feeling of I'm going to run with the big boys.
Exactly. Gia DeSantis, DJ at Nevada Public Radio in Reno. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to hear more, it's on our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.